you've been around long enough to recall that there were days when the financial scenario around the BPO was dire. Times have changed where you can now target $30 million. What has changed, would you say, with the BPO and its relationship with the community?
Well, I think, again, I was on the board back in those dire days when we spent the entire board meeting talking about how we were going to make payroll or couldn't make payroll the following week.
Hmm.
That was back in the 90s. What has happened is there's been a tremendous amount of trust and cooperation now established between the musicians and the orchestra, the board and the management of the orchestra, I should say. I think the arrival of Joanne Folletta, she's got a very magnetic personality. People take to her. It shows on the stage. She's got the respect of the musicians and the staff. Dan Hart is an absolute treasure as our executive director, I think, on a national level. So we have a great team.
One of the concerns for classical music lovers and for orchestras around the country, of course, trying to draw younger audiences, and I know that's a facet of this campaign as well, is to try to get that younger audience. Are there examples around the country of orchestras that have had success in drawing that youth audience?
You know, I read articles in the trade journals of a lot of orchestras that are doing a lot of the same things that we are. It's exposing the younger folks to orchestral music while they're in elementary school and through high school. It's actually how I got interested in orchestral music, is because the Buffalo Philharmonic back in the 60s did a run out to my parochial school here in Buffalo.
Hmm.
We had an assembly and there was a quartet and, they're playing, some classical music pieces, but all of a sudden they started playing some Beatle music, and showing us how, the classical music influenced the Beatle music. You sow the seeds and you try to create fertile ground for those seeds to grow, and it's got to be a very synergistic effort here, and that's what you hope for. And we're going to spend a lot of time and effort and resources on music education.
And then finally, of course, you're a member of the board and you're putting your money where your mouth is. We understand $1 million pledge as well to the BPO. Could you speak to what you believe the significance of this orchestra, of this institution, is to this community?
Well, I don't think there's any greater cultural ambassador for this community than the BPO. When we were at Carnegie Hall a few years ago, and just, we sold more tickets than any other orchestra other than Montreal. The perception of Buffalo now, for many reasons, is changing in terms of what the components of our economy are in our cultural fabric. And it is a fabric. It's not a single thread. I wouldn't feel as good if it was only the BPO. So I love to see when the culturals collaborate. This has been wonderful, and I think the BPO takes a leadership role in cultural collaboration.
Lou Simonelli is the chair of the Board of Trustees for the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time, sir.